That interesting new restaurant that just opened on the corner may look unique, but there's a good chance it's part of a nationwide restaurant chain. As industry leaders search for new customers in a crowded marketplace, they're scrambling to come up with a trendy new concept restaurant that looks nothing like a Denny's or a Hojo's. Aaron Schachter reports from Denver.
Denver 16th Street Mall is a study of retail in transition. Mom-and-pop souvenir shops and tiny burger joints share street space with a glittering outdoor mall featuring a 12-screen megaplex and Maggiano's Little Italy restaurant. Maggiano's is owned by restaurant chain Brinker International, which also runs the Chili's franchise. It's here in a renovated downtown that a restaurant chain will come to test its mettle. Palm, Morton's, Ruth's Chris, P.F. Chang, Palomino, and Il Fornaio, among many, many others, have set up shop in recent years. Annie Warhover, president and CEO of the Downtown Denver Partnership, credits them with playing a huge role in revitalizing the city's once moribund downtown.
I think the chains have brought some credibility to the restaurant scene and have actually brought some strength that has resulted in some of the better run locally owned restaurants doing better.
The National Restaurant Association predicts this year nearly 50% of Americans' food money will be spent outside the home, and the national chains want to make sure they capture the lion's share of that market. To do that, they're rushing to reinvent themselves. Tim Smith is the spokesman for Brinker International, which owns more than 1,200 restaurants in 48 states and 22 countries.
Statistics show that, you know, the average person is oftentimes going out several times a month. So our goal, of course, is to try and have offerings that appeal to them, even if they've already been to one of our brands.
In Denver, the Carlson Restaurant Group, owner of TGI Fridays, is opening a new concept restaurant called the Samba Room, a sort of Cuban/South American tapas bar.
It's not the TGI Fridays we knew from college, that's for sure.
Milford Pruitt is national affairs editor for Nation's Restaurant News, a weekly industry trade journal.
There's a lot of experimentation going on out there with hip, youth-oriented spots. That is why a number of these new concepts we see are Tex-Mex oriented because of the growing popularity of tequila.
Pruitt says there are dozens of new concepts in the works, many of them, like the Samba Room, disguised as the hot new local joint. He says cities and suburbs across the nation should expect to see lots more Asian, Cuban, South American, and Mediterranean restaurants. Funky fish places are also on the rise. The newest trend in the industry is what's called quick casual dining, where customers looking for a cheaper alternative can order at a counter, sit down, and have food delivered to their table for under $7 or $8 for a full meal. Surveys show some customers eat at this quick casual downtown eatery called Noodles & Company several times a week. The owner of this 37-store chain is Aaron Kennedy.
The sandwich area and the burrito area have been exploited pretty thoroughly, although they're still expanding very rapidly across the United States, but there are a tremendous number of other sectors that have yet to be tapped into.
Overall, the outlook for restaurants is rosy this year. The National Restaurant Association says after a dip in sales at the end of 2001, they're predicting Americans will renew their love affair with dining out, creating record sales for 2002. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Schachter in Denver.